What is going on, podcast listeners? It is Anthony. We have an Adrian Wojnarowski, OG Anunoby elbow injury update. And in my opinion, this doesn't sound too promising. I'm going to play you guys the Adrian Wojnarowski soundbite. And Adrian Wojnarowski is as connected as they come regarding the New York Knicks. So let me just play you the soundbite and then I'll react to it and we can get through this together.
OG is out with that right injury management, that right elbow management, rather, Woj. He missed 18 games with that injury. What more can you tell us about how long he could be out here?
Look, I'm told that OG Anunoby is going to be out more than just tonight, that right elbow has flared up again. They need it to calm down. How long he is out is unclear, but it's certainly a concern.
That right elbow has flared up again. They need it to calm down. It is a concern. And how long he is out is unclear.
For this Knicks team, they do not know the status of Julius Randle moving forward. And right now, they will miss OG Anunoby more than just this game against the Warriors tonight, I'm told.
Health is going to be.
He even threw in there, they do not know the status of Julius Randle moving forward. That kind of, you know, kind of slipped that in there. And OG is going to miss more than just one game. So that is not what you want to hear, right? OG Anunoby just came back. He just came back. And look, everything coming out of the Knicks camp was that he was good. Tom Thibodeau said, no, this is just something he's going to have to work through. OG got checked out by the trainers. OG got checked out by the Knicks medical staff. We even saw OG Anunoby on the bench stretching versus the Portland Trailblazers, stretching his elbow. And it all happened versus the Portland Trailblazers, right? When OG Anunoby went for the steal, and then he yelled in pain, and then he stayed in the game, finished the game. But you can tell, watching that, the end of the Portland Trailblazer game, he was in a lot of pain. And we all thought, no, let's not do this again, please. Then, questionable versus the Kings. Then he ultimately plays versus Sacramento. But versus Sacramento, he wasn't himself. I mean, defensively, he was great, right? I mean, defensively, he was great. But shooting the ball, he didn't hit a three. His shots were flat. And he didn't look like the OG Anunoby. You can tell that his elbow was bothering him. But again, the Knicks were kind of pushing it under the rug, saying, no, we're not too concerned. Then he comes out questionable versus the Golden State Warriors. And then they ultimately rule him out. They ruled him out pretty quickly, too. It was, you know, in the morning time over here in the East Coast when they ruled OG Anunoby out for that Warriors game. So, and then this Adrian Wojnarowski clip comes out. And look, if I'm concerned, I'm really concerned because I don't want this to be a what-if season. I'm really one of the most optimistic fans. Like I try to be optimistic about things, but at the same time, we have to be concerned about this update, especially from Woj. Especially from him. I mean, he's connected as they come with CAA and whatnot. So he knows his stuff. And he even threw in the Randle injury update in there too. But look, all we have to do is hope for the best. Hopefully OG Anunoby can manage this injury. Hopefully it can get better with rest. But right now it's just waiting game. And we saw, look, 15-2 with OG Anunoby on the court. The New York Knicks are a different team when that man is on the court. And without him, It's going to be tough to win these ball games. So this kind of, you know, dampened my mood a little bit. But at the end of the day, injuries suck, right? Injuries just simply suck. Just wanted to get you guys the update as quickly as possible. And we just have to hope for the best, right? Hopefully that he can, you know, get his elbow right, get healthy, because we need him. We absolutely need him. And look, OG isn't Mr. Durable, right? Hasn't played 70-plus games since his rookie season. In this season, he's missed quite a few games already. So it sucks, man. It sucks. But we just have to hope for the best, be optimistic about it, be positive. I try to bring positivity. Hopefully he can get back in a few games, and then we can just scratch this, right? But just wanted to bring you guys that quick Adrian Wojnarowski soundbite, quick little podcast here. But yeah, appreciate every single one of you. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. As always, just let's go Knicks. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/Knicks Nation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.